is Evan Baldwin here with your Adams County Speedway midweek race recap. Last Saturday night was Salute to the Military Night, presented by Budweiser and Aiken Building Centers. We want to thank those sponsors for supporting the Adams County Speedway. Make sure you check out Aiken Building Centers at one of their four locations in Corning, Clarinda, Atlantic, or Creston. They are great people with great service and competitive prices. The racing on the track was highlighted by a $1,000 to win show for the RJ's Plumbing and Heating Sport Modifieds. With a draw-redraw format, this pulled in several out-of-town drivers to compete against our local hot shoes. There were 27 sport mods in total. Defending IMC Northern Sport Mod National Champion Braden Carter from Oskaloosa, Iowa, scored the $1,000 payday with his first ever visit to the Adams County Speedway. Your Floating Vine Compacts featured 16 drivers, with Braxton Wallace picking up his third win this season in just four tries. The Hewitt & Sons Auto Salvage Hobby Stocks featured 21 drivers, with Steve Churchill picking up the win in a borrowed car from fellow driver Jim Toll. Your Northland Oil Stock Cars had 14 drivers, with Steve Churchill picking up the win yet again, stealing the race with just two laps to go. This was definitely the race of the evening. The Poet Bauer Refining Modifieds featured 9 drivers, with driver Iron Mike Johnson picking up his first ever modified win at ACS. Congratulations to him. And finally, the Pullman Construction Crown Vicks featured 12 drivers, with a brand new winner, Jake Waters from Cumberland, getting his first career win outclassing the field. Congratulations to all the winners, and we want to thank every driver and crew member in attendance for their support at their local dirt track. We had our biggest crowd of the year so far, and we also want to thank everyone who attended, spending their hard-earned money, and making ACS their entertainment destination on Saturday night. Moving into this Saturday night, Rolling Hog Barbecue presents the kids' bike races during intermission. This will be for ages 12 and under, so make sure you grab the kiddos and their bikes and join us for a night of fun. This weekend will also feature another night of the NASCAR Local Racing Series presented by O'Reilly Auto Parts, with our 6 regularly scheduled classes. We are also going to be giving away 4 more bikes this week for kids 10 and under during intermission, so grab the kiddos and come out for a chance to win. You can sign up your kid when you walk into the gate at the table. Make sure you follow us on Facebook at Adams County Speedway for all the latest news and updates, such as our new Kralik Farms Driver of the Year Cup. We will update standings for this as often as we can. You can also look information up, such as point standings, feature winners, and other updates on our website at acspeedway.com. I also wanted to mention that if you have the premium subscription to the My Race Pass app on your mobile device, you can now use the MRP live audio to listen to the races live through a Bluetooth device. Just click Adams County Speedway in the My Race Pass app on Saturday night and select the live audio icon to listen to the races live, whether you're in the grandstands or at home. We want to thank Dan Taylor from My Race Pass for hooking us up with this new feature. Be sure to join us live on the KCSI YouTube channel this Saturday night for Pitside Live from 5 to 6:30, or listen to us on the KCSI 95.3 on your dial. Hot laps will be at 6:30, racing following at 7 o'clock. Come on out and join us for the sights, sounds, and smells. And if for some reason you can't make it, make sure to buy the subscription and watch us from home at dirtcrown.tv. We would love to have you. Let's go racing.